Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kuznetsov for Carlson. Here's the wrister and he scores. It got through. And the Capitals strike first. They lead 1-0. Ovechkin moving into the offensive zone. The drop pass. Now the shot. Bobrovsky to save. Ekblad trying to find that rebound in front. The Capitals find it and score. And Schultz makes it 2-0. Capitals push it ahead. It's a 2-on-1. Kuznetsov with Oshie. The pass. The shot. And they have another one. TJ Oshie makes it 3-0 Capitals. Panthers just desperately now need their best players to pick it up. That's just the bottom line. Markov with a wrister just goes wide. Verhaeghe scores! Can't get one back. Carter Verhaeghe remains hot. And the Caps are down by two.
Oh, he's hotter than a blowtorch on a Saturday morning.
Carlson swinging a miss. Verhaeghe is after it. He has Hornquist up ahead. Breakaway. Patrick Hornquist. He scores! The comeback Caps have cut it to a one-goal game. It's 3-2. Verhaeghe working the corner. Puts it behind the net for Reinhardt. Double team, but Reinhardt gets it in front. It's loose. Verhaeghe is stopped at the net. And they score! They tied it! With a great play, but on the back check it's Verhaeghe with the strip and the lead. Alexander Barkov cutting in front. Verhaeghe scores! That's four in a row, and Verhaeghe has given the Panthers the lead. What a game for Carter Verhaeghe. Verhaeghe out to center, moving in. It's a 3-on-1. Verhaeghe down the wing, centering feed, and they score.
I'll tell you what, man, when they fire up Mambo number 5 at the arena.
2, 3, 4, 5.
When they hit their 5th goal, man, that place goes nuts.
I'm glad to see 5 up.
Great calls last night from Steve Goldstein and Randy Moeller on Bally Sports Florida. Panthers take the lead. And now game 6 tomorrow night in Washington.
And I caught the second half of period 2 and period 3. I saw no trouble. I loved it.
That first period was so depressing. It was like they're just folding. You even heard it there. One of the calls that Solana put in that montage, you heard Goldie saying, there's no other way around it. Like, they've got to pick up their game. Like, mm-hmm. But that's what we've seen all season with the Panthers.
Yep.
They go down early, they come back, and they go on to win. It's just felt a little bit different in the playoffs. But here they are with a 3-2 lead. It doesn't matter how you got there. 3-2 lead.
It's a 305.
Dolly.
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 I bless Dolly.
Dolly.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You know what's so funny? We used to like it in the regular season.
Oh, it was great. It was part of the fun, right?
It really was.
It's like you wanted them to go down early so that they could come back.
Yep. And now we're like, oh, here we go again. Yeah. The pressure of playoffs is something else.
I was so disappointed in that first period yesterday, but man, what a great outcome.
I saw the text, but then I didn't get home until the midway through the second, and I had a great time.
It was like mother bleep this and mother bleep that, but I knew Carter Verhaeghe wasn't going to fail us.
Get him, Carter.
Solana is in Kendall today doing the headlines. He's going to leave this hour to go to a doctor's appointment, but he is with us now to do headlines here in the 3 o'clock hour. So, without further ado, here is Alejandro Solana.
This sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Panthers, Capitals, Game 6 in the nation's capital tomorrow, 7:30 p.m.
Yep, you will hear that game on 560 WQAM with Doug Plagans, of course, and I will be planted on the couch watching a little Friday night Game 6 hockey action. I can't wait for tomorrow night.
I don't want a Game 7 for the Heat or the Panthers.
Well, I will tell you, there is a great luxury, though, when you finish first in your conference. There is a great luxury in knowing if it does go 7 games, you get it at home. It really is. It's a great luxury. It is such an argument for trying till the end and caring about where your seeding is, not just being in the first four. Because again, listen, you could be in the first four and you're the two playing the seven. That's great. But at some point when you match up against the one, like when you think about it, for the Panthers in the Stanley Cup playoffs, they will always have a game seven at home if any of their series go to 7 games. Great luxury.
It is. But just watching game one of the Panthers and game three of the Heat and seeing those lunkers, please don't have a 7 game. Like, when it didn't say my blood pressure is going to get high if both teams go to game 7.
My guess is Philadelphia holds court in Philadelphia tonight, just based on the way this series has gone.
Just beat them by 40.
Heat were dominant at home in the first two. Philadelphia was dominant at home in the second two. Heat were able to win at home in game 5. Now it goes back to Philly. I believe the Heat will be beneficiaries of having home court advantage because I think that series ends 4-3 with all victories being on your home court.
Yeah.
Heat in 6, Panthers in 6. It's a wrap. We get a weekend off.
I like your thoughts, Solana.
I hope he's right. He told us to bet Golden State last night.
Yeah, never mind, Solana. I'm not riding with you.
Have one off game.
Now that I think about it, maybe you were a little drunk because you had had 3/4 of a truly over 2 hours. He texted me during the third period, another can of truly, and he wrote number 2, and I texted him back this year. There's no chance you're putting down 2 of those.
Cheap date. Can I buy a half a can?
Number 2, because I accidentally poured number 1 all over my shirt.
He spilled it.
Game 6 between the Heat and 76ers tonight, 7 p.m. in Philadelphia. Sixers are a 2-point favorite. We know that Kyle Lowry will miss tonight's game.
Right. So tonight, and again, in the next segment, Rob Pizzola will join us, and his gambling was on fire last week. Yeah. Ours, dumpster fire. Mm-hmm. His, fire. So we'll get a pick from him for tonight's Heat game.
Also, tonight at 9:30 is the Mavericks and Suns game. That's at, again, 9:30 p.m. Bucks took a 3-2 lead over Boston yesterday in Boston, 110-107. Jrue Holiday locked down Marcus Smart, made him his child. And then the Grizzlies beat the Warriors. They're up 55 points at one point in that game yesterday.
It was crazy. You know, when Solana texted me during the Panthers game to bet Golden State, that we needed to chase, and he's like, bet Golden State. I didn't pay 2 seconds of attention to that game because I'm watching the Cats. And then he sends that text. that says whatever, Golden State's down by 50 points or something. I thought he was goofing. I thought he was going to kind of crow because Golden State was laughing to victory. And then I look on the app, and I'm like, oh, my God. Could you imagine if we have compounded? Because we bet the only Panthers bet that could have lost last night.
Yes.
Right? They won the second period. They won the third period. They hit their team total over. They hit the game total over. The only losing Panthers bet was Panthers first period. It was the only Panthers losing bet. That's the only bet that we had last night. But we almost followed it up with Golden State minus four, by the way, giving points to Memphis last night.
I got a text from my friend that said, all it said was, can't wait to see what Draymond has to say on his podcast tomorrow morning. So I rushed to Google to check the score. And in my mind,
because you're going to text me, you're going to say, right, how did you not put this bet in, you jackass? I could have dug us out of our hole.
In my mind, I'm thinking, wow, Draymond's going off. Warriors have closed this one out. I was ready to screenshot the score to you guys to say, way to go, Hawk. You blew this one as well. And I double take the score. They're down 55.
That's amazing.
Without Ja.
Amazing.
NFL schedule, we've talked about it, gets released today at 8 p.m. Andy Slater, he's been giving us a couple Slater scoops.
He's really reliable, by the way. He does a radio show, I think, up in West Palm Beach. But Andy Slater happens to be very reliable on this stuff.
Yeah, and the most recent, he's had a couple tweets today about the Dolphins schedule. I shouldn't say tweet. I should say Slater scoops.
Well, and they're tweets.
They're scoops.
But, I mean, they're tweets that say Slater scoop. It doesn't turn them into a scoop. It's still a tweet.
Well, there's Slater scoops, though. I mean, when you have a slogan as good as Slater scoops, you want people to talk about them as Slater scoops.
Is it a Solana show or a Solana TV?
Right. I don't know. They're tweets, but go ahead. I'm telling you, he's reliable on this stuff.
He is, he is.
So he tweeted or scooped earlier today, the Dolphins will not be playing on Thanksgiving because they do play Detroit this year. And then he did send out a scoop about 38 minutes ago that said the Dolphins will play at the New England Patriots on New Year's Day. An NFL schedule-making source told him, remember, tonight, 8 p.m., we'll get the full schedule.
So then all of a sudden, if they're playing New England on New Year's Day in New England, now you've got a cold weather game. Now you've got Tua. I don't know if you guys remember this. He's not very accurate in the cold. In fact, he's not comfortable at all in the cold.
I hope he can mature through that.
I hope so as well. I hope so as well. I just remember that from last season. That seemed to be a narrative at the end of the season.
Just schedule-wise, though, late in the year playing New England, division rival, and in your conference, like that would be a huge game New Year's Day.
What do you keep knocking into on your table there, Solana?
Tried to talk
I'm
over.
I'm not knocking into anything.
I mean, it's like, bong. It's like every 3 minutes. I don't know. Every 3 minutes, you're knocking into something else.
Are you laying in the bed like during COVID?
No, I got a cool setup, bro.
Send us a picture. I want to see your setup. Yeah. Send me like a Snapchat or something. Yeah. I want to see your setup. I was thinking today, because since Solana is going to a follow-up appointment, what do you have, a cane? What is all that noise?
Well, my phone's plugged in, and I'm just backing up a little bit to get a good picture here of my setup. And
is your chair on wheels, or you're just sliding across the ground?
I picture it's like an old folks' home. Like, move over here. Okay.
What are you doing?
What does your phone is plugged in have to do with anything, by
Nothing
the way?
At all.
Well, no, because it's plugged in, but when I unplugged it really quickly to slide back, you just hear the charger hitting the ground.
Okay. Goodness. Why is there so much echo? Do you say anything in this room?
Yeah, what?
Did you just move in?
Are you at Jimmy's house? all right, so he's got this doctor's appointment today because remember he tore his ACL almost a year ago and he missed some time. And we're going to play today in the 4 o'clock hour since Solana has this doctor's appointment. We're going to play that you did it again.
What's that?
That?
What is that?
That's my mic stand, or the... It's my phone hitting the mic stand.
But why do you keep hitting it with your phone? Why do you keep doing this?
Well, I put my phone down on the desk, and then I go to check something, and you know, I just clip it by accident.
Oh my goodness.
Are you in a tiny home? Like, where... like.
You hear that?
Where you turn around and you're, oh, I'm in my bedroom. I turn, now I'm in the family room.
All right, it won't happen again. I'm sorry, it won't happen again. I'll be more conscious.
Well, I know it's not going to happen again because you're leaving for an appointment. So.
Are you renting a room from somebody? You don't own a kitchen.
Are you
this
renting
is my gaming
the
room
that Red and Brooksy, whatever his name was, rented in Shawshank?
Is Red was here?
Yeah. Are you renting the Shawshank room? Do you have a second job at the grocery store underneath your room?
You got an apron on. You got to run out of there quick.
What is that noise, Solana? Oh, I'm just etching my name into the, what is it called? That goes across the ceiling.
Got to go. 3 o'clock rush at the store.
But anyway, I was thinking, like, should we air the chocolate cake segment in honor of Solana being gone? Or should we air the segment where Leroy Horde comes on and then finds out that Solana can't go duty by himself? I opted for the chocolate cake segment because I absolutely love that segment.
They're both funny.
You did it again.
My bad. I didn't mean to do that.
Sit
My
still.
Bad.
Unbelievable. He's like a child. Sit still.
Yeah.
Sit still.
Fidgeting and all. Sit still.
Weird. It's almost like if you take him out of the studio, he doesn't know how to behave. You know what I mean? Like you take a kid out of the house and you take them to dinner the first few times and they don't know how to behave. You have to go inside voice.
Yes.
Inside voice. Studio behavior. Studio behavior.
Want a golf update?
Reminds me of my youngest yesterday. At Bonefish Grill, he was slanging crayons, boy. I was so embarrassed.
Yeah, that's why, like, when how old is he?
He's about to be two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At that age, I would take DJ to, like, Denny's because my theory was if you're going to Denny's and expecting a nice, quiet night out, that's on you. Yeah. Like, at Denny's, anything goes, right?
Yes.
You could take a dump on the floor. I mean... People are just going to go about their business. There's still going to be someone ordering a Super Bird. Like, I'm not leaving. You know, you go to Bonefish Grill, you feel obligated.
Bonefish.
Yeah, you feel keep banging your microphone. You feel obligated to make sure that the other diners aren't too annoyed.
We had to rotate. It was me, my wife, my mom, and we had to rotate walking chairs outside because he's slinging the crayons at people.
Yeah,
he's just going crazy, beating the plate into the table. I love it, though.
On,
your
I'm
kids won't eat won't eat Denny's, right? Like you told us, they want the salmon fillet or the mahi mahi.
Listen here, yesterday, hey, is there salmon? Yeah, they got salmon. I get you grilled salmon. Oh, daddy, but look, they have sea bass. Like $36.
Look at that.
Yeah. Like no. You're getting salmon.
Classy kid.
Classy kid. I'm gonna
so
go
what,
broke.
Now what
we're
room
gonna
is
be classy
this?
Underneath the
I'm
bridge.
Looking at a picture of Solana's broadcast setup. So what room is this? Is this in your parents' house or your house?
No, this is my my condo. This is like the extra room we have, and my little gaming setup, my PlayStation.
I see it.
And on my heat wall.
I see that you have a Alonzo Mourning poster, El Heat poster, a little Tim Hardaway action there.
Yeah.
What is that big thermos on the right of your desk?
That's my water jug.
You construction worker?
So
it's a Stanley.
How can you drink water from that giant water jug, but you can't knock down 10 ounces of hard seltzer? Because that's at least 80 ounces, that thermos.
Yeah, but it has a straw built into it, you see? So,
you know, so you'd prefer to chug a Funky Buddha with a straw? That would make it easier for you?
Much easier. If we can up the ante here a little, throw a straw in there, things will get chugged much quicker.
That's not a chug.
What kind of gaming system am I looking at there? What is that?
That's a PlayStation. You've bought your son this gaming system as well. You probably just didn't know. But yeah, it's a PS5. Yeah.
Why you say that with a lot of pride?
Yeah.
How old are you? Can you imagine that being your, that's a PS5.
Would they make 10 of them? You're on the exclusive list?
All right.
It's not easy to get one.
They're everywhere.
Get our golf update here, because I got to get the Rob Pizzola.
It's sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100%.
Oh, my God. I mean, honestly, do you have motor skill problems?
Sit still.
I'm not kidding. Do you have a problem with motor skills?
I'm a great driver. Serving golfers around the country since 1968.
Do you know motor skills has nothing to do with driving?
That doesn't make any sense.
That did not just happen. Did you think I was asking you if you were a good driver inexplicably?
I could show you my record. Only two accidents.
You don't know what motor skills are?
I hope it was a joke.
I don't think it was. You ever had those circus peanuts, the
orange ones,
the orange marshmallows?
Yeah.
When you were off on Friday, this was so adorable, but it shows you how little he knows about anything. It was. So we were talking about root beer because it was beverage day, and someone texted in something along the lines of root beer. This is unbelievable. Can you stop knocking into that?
Are you ducking from all the bullets in Kindle?
Somebody.
Well, no.
What?
Sorry. I was just going to say, I mean, the mic stand is across the desk. It's hard. What do I do? Put my hands under my legs?
Well, just put it somewhere else then. I don't understand. Like, it's an audio medium.
Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead.
So, someone texts in, root beer is like circus peanuts of candy, something like that. And so I say to Solana on the air, I go, do you like circus peanuts? There's no way that you like circus peanuts. And his answer is, I never really liked the circus, so I'm not certain that I've ever had them.
No.
And I ask, well, what do you think circus peanuts is? He goes, the ones that they throw to the elephant. To the elephant. And I go, but that reminds me of motor skills. I say, do you have a motor skills problem? And he says, no, I'm a good driver. Makes no sense. All right, go ahead.
And you got to get out of Kindle.
Sebastian Munoz.
You're a head
still
of
in
household.
The lead.
Household, right? Like you're the head of your household?
Of course. Yeah.
Y'all in trouble. Don't have no babies, Solana.
Not yet, at least.
Just wrap it up.
I'm a good driver. He became Rain Man.
Never mind. Get a vasectomy.
I'm a good driver.
Just get it cut off.
Driver.
Sebastian Munoz, a Colombian, still atop the leaderboard. That's sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover accident, Attorney Weather Center, call 24/7, 866-954-MORE. About 82 degrees right now. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-60s. That's your weather.
I can't deal with him. I can't deal with him.
It's like you knew it was coming, and I'm waiting for him to bang into it. Oh my God. So are we not talking to you again today, or you think you'll be back before 6?
I think I'll be back. We'll see.
All right. What time's your appointment? 3:45?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be there at 3:30.
All right.
I'm
going to be late. All right. So get out of here. I'll let you go.
All right.
All right. Good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah, he wants to hear good news at his appointment.
Nothing he can do.
Make Cheetah Pompano Beach and Cheetah Hallandale Beach your free lunch hotspots. Why pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? Enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3. And if you haven't been there yet, this is not your typical free lunch. This is a full-on kitchen with chefs on the menu. Wings, sandwiches, salads, not to mention daily specials like barbecue ribs, pasta carbonara, seafood pastas, and more. Got to check it out and see for yourself. Grab your buddies after work. Head on over to Cheetah Pompano Beach or Cheetah Hallandale Beach. Let them take care of you for the best happy hour and entertainment in South Florida. If you want more info, check out their website. It's CheetahSOFL.com.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Chocolate chip peanut butter cookie dough. Scoop, there it is.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, yeah. We need this guy in a bad way, Crowder.
Come on, Rob.
I apologize in advance to Rob Pizzola because we're running like 10 minutes late, but we got caught in a Solana vortex.
He got us.
Solana was doing the show from home today, Rob, and he has a doctor's appointment that starts in like 15 minutes, but he caught us in a vortex there. So Rob Pizzola is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is a professional sports gambler in the great nation of Canada. You know, they have a big hockey match tonight.
Heck yeah.
It's in the Sunshine State, but you can follow him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. And he comes to us courtesy of BetStamp. BetStamp compares odds at dozens of sports books and automatically shows you where to bet so that you can always get the best odds and save money. You could download the BetStamp app today. And first of all, hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
All hail Rob Pizzola. Before we continue and get into it, this is what he gave us last week. First period, Florida Panthers to win. They did. That was a winner. Panthers, over 1.5 goals first period. And if you remember, they scored their two goals, I think, with like 3 minutes left. Both goals with like 3 minutes left in the first period. That was a winner. He gave us the Penguins-Rangers over that night. That was a winner. And then, because he was on in the 2 o'clock hour last week, I think we were out at the FLA Live Arena, he told us, the Rockies-Nationals game is starting in like an hour. It was like a 3:15 start or something. He said, bet Juan Soto to hit a home run. And his rationale was Juan Soto's batting second in the lineup. They're not going to be able to pitch around him. He'll probably get 5 at-bats. Take a flyer on a Juan Soto home run. He hits a home run in the first inning, his first at-bat.
Yep.
Rob Pizzola went 4 for 4 on this show last week. I give you a moment to crow. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know what? I always assume there's only like about a half dozen people listening to this radio program, but Juan Soto hit that home run, and within about 5 minutes, I had probably about a dozen people message me on Twitter, DM me on Twitter with some sort of Juan Soto, some expletives, exclamation points, stuff like that. So there are people listening. It's good to get winners, but I always have to, you know, I always have to tell people out there there's runs in sports, right? You know, you have your ups, you have your downs. Not always going to be undefeated weeks where you hit a plus 400 underdog. There's going to be some rough ones too. So we take the good with the bad. Hopefully we get more good than bad. But yes, definitely was a good day on the show.
Yeah, we got flooded with texts when Juan Soto hit that home run. That's the only reason I knew about it, because I wasn't watching the game. All of a sudden, the text machine, it is one Juan Soto text after another. And we didn't have that prop available to us, so we just got to watch other people enjoy it. Did you get a chance? You talk about there's runs and there's bad runs, and we are mired in one, so we need your help today. But did you get a chance to watch Panthers game last night? They're down 3-0. They come back to win. Has your opinion about the Panthers changed at all based on the first five games of their series with the Caps? Or, hey, they've been the comeback cats all season. They did it again two games out of this series, and they are who they are.
Yeah, that's sort of what I was going to get at. I mean, I'm kicking myself last night. You know, I see the Capitals go up, and all that's going through my head is I should live bet Florida.
Yes.
But then, you know, it starts to dawn on me that, you know, maybe the Caps just have Florida's number and they're playing them tough so far and so on and so forth. And then, you know, literally 10 minutes later, I check the score and it's already 3-3 and they end up winning the game. So sort of was kicking myself for most of the night last night, not betting Florida. I saw the go-ahead and winning goal by them in the third period. And honestly, it's just playoff hockey. You know, Florida is much more skilled than Washington. That's not to say that Washington's not a very good team, because they are, and they have some star power as well. But they did a pretty good job of neutralizing the Panthers and their speed in early games. But we're sort of seeing Florida start to take over a bit now. I mean, the Panthers are sleeping the first 10 minutes of the game last night. But as they wore on, as the game, you know, wore on, I should say, they played a whole lot better. So we're starting to see the talent discrepancy. That's not to say the series is over by any stretch of the imagination, but I think especially the last two games, Florida's had some long stretches where they just look like the much better team.
True or false, Carter Verhaeghe is the greatest athlete to ever wear number 23.
I'm horrible with numbers. So there's got to be another. You're setting me up here, right? There has to be another.
I mean, Michael Jordan, if you consider him. If you consider him a top-notch athlete. Yeah. It just depends on you know what you think. So the series shifts back to Washington tomorrow night. And I just saw a line. It was Panthers minus 180 or minus 1.5 on the goal line. Do you have any early feelings on tomorrow night's game?
I was going to give you my line for the game, which was I make Florida minus 178 for tomorrow night's game.
So
at minus 180, no value there. I might look for some alternatives again. I will say this. If the Panthers do fall down a couple goals, which they've done a lot this year, they've shown a penchant to be able to battle back in those types of games. So I would consider a live bet on them. I will be watching it closely. But as it stands right now with where this opening line is, I don't think I'm going to end up with a pregame bet on it.
We had the only losing Panthers bet last night in the world.
Even on the books.
We bet the Panthers first period minus a half. It was the only bet we had. We thought about team total over 3.5. We thought about game total over 6.5. Thought about Panthers. I think they were like minus, 250 yesterday? I think it was pretty hefty. And I think it was minus 1.5 goals. The only losing bet we had Panthers first period. How about your Maple Leafs? Maple Leafs can close it out tonight in Tampa. Will they?
I don't know that they will, but I will. This is going to sound confusing to some. I don't know that the Leafs are going to win tonight, but I think that they're a very good bet at the current market price. So I make this game pretty much a coin flip. And we are getting Toronto in the plus 120 to plus 125 range, depending on the sports book. Like, I literally am looking at my numbers right now, and I make Tampa Bay 50.3% to win this game. So I think there's a lot of value in Toronto. Now, obviously, there is, you know, dating back to the last couple years where Tampa's won back-to-back cups, they have not lost back-to-back games in the playoffs. They are on a run right now of 16 straight wins. following a loss in the playoffs. And it's, you know, there is some narrative there. There is also the fact that Tampa Bay is just a very good team, and they were favorites in all these series over the last couple of years, expected to win these games. And I think that's why we're seeing the market push towards the Lightning a little bit here. But if this series has taught us anything, it's been very close. I mean, these teams are pretty evenly matched. There's not one team that's largely outweighing the other. So I look at the market price. I think anyone, if you were flipping a coin and you could get heads at plus 125, you would take that every single time. So that's sort of how I view this game tonight. I don't know that the Leafs will win, but I think they're a great bet.
All right, fair enough. How about the Heat tonight? Obviously, we're very interested here in South Florida. The Heat could close it out tonight. The Sixers are two-point favorites holding court in Philadelphia. Home team has won every game in the five games.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to pick a side, it would be Sixers. I mean, I think Miami is better than Philadelphia. I really do. And obviously, the series turned on a dime when it returned to Philly. We talked about this last week, and it was 2-0 Miami. And I said, you know, they probably have close to a 90% chance of winning the series. And I did strongly believe that. But the 76ers dominated Game 3. Now, they got lucky in Game 4 just because the Heat shot the ball so poorly. But that could happen again. I mean, if we look at the discrepancies between the Heat at home and on the road this year, they've shot the ball much worse away from home. They're still going to play good defense because they play good defense all around. But would I be surprised if they had another game where they just can't hit three-pointers away from home, the 76ers end up winning it? No, I wouldn't be. So I kind of think this series is going seven, but that's just a gut feel. I haven't placed a bet on it tonight. I'm very unlikely to place a bet on it tonight. But it would be 76ers or nothing for me.
All right. What? Just as a little aside here, because we're in this epic slump gambling. But then usually when we're in an epic slump, I'll look at my cryptocurrency account and make myself feel better. What the hell is going on in the crypto market, Pizzola?
Well, we should ask ourselves what's going on in every market. So we've never seen the crypto market during a global recession, and we're on the brink of a global recession right now, and obviously the crypto market's reacting poorly, but so are pretty much all other assets at this point. I mean, inflation is through the roof, bonds are getting killed, everything is just kind of going down the tubes, and it's unfortunate, but we also have to look at the other end of the spectrum, where the last 5 years or so has just been everything up all the time, and water eventually finds its level. So crypto is no different than the other assets. Obviously, I'm pretty heavily invested as a sports bettor. I deal with a lot of transactions in crypto, and it stinks. But it's just the nature of markets. So it's just like sports betting, right? Never invest what you can't afford to lose, and that's kind of the way that I view it as well. So I don't know when we're going to get out of this, Mark, but I don't think it's looking good in the near future.
Because, you know, I'm coming up to Toronto in June with the family. I might have to switch my seats to coach.
Oh.
By the way, I'm not joking. Are you a fan? What's that?
Were you paying for the seats in Ethereum or something like that?
No, but I'm looking at my retirement accounts. Forget the crypto. I'm looking at my retirement accounts. I'm going to be stuck with Crowder for the next 10 years. I had my exit plan.
Ride the wave, baby.
Taking a sip of water. What do you think of Solana TV? I see that on Twitter you seem to like his post. I think it's the next big sensation.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but there's only been two episodes so far.
Correct, but groundbreaking.
Yeah, so I have enjoyed them quite a bit. I don't want to boost his ego or anything like that, but I do enjoy the Jimmy keep up at the beginning.
That's
whenever
great.
The cameraman is
right?
Jimmy keep up. That is great. Now, I really tried to figure out if yesterday's episode was scripted or not, because, you know, if I gave someone a shoulder rub and then he put his hands in my lunch and started eating something, I would probably knock that person out right on the spot. That would just be me. And that, you know, that guy had more of like, he had a surprised reaction, but he let it go. Maybe people are friendly wherever you guys are working, but that it felt a little scripted, but I did laugh quite a bit. So I think so far, Solana TV, 8.5 out of 10. I'm a hard grader as well, so I think that's pretty strong in the early going.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by it. I think it's better than The Office and Seinfeld. I really do. I think I'm not kidding you. Crowder's got his successful podcast, The Pivot, and now Solana's got Solana TV, and I'm stuck here with a tanking crypto account and Merrill Lynch. Everything's falling off a cliff, but it is what it is. I can acknowledge greatness in Solana TV, but I will tell you. And he went to this doctor's appointment like 10 minutes ago, so he's not here. But we did ask him in the 2 o'clock hour, was that real or did those guys know you were going to do that? He swears to us that that was real and not he didn't give them any advance warning. So it makes it even greater for me. And I am with you when he says, keep up, Jimmy. I told him the reason that I think it works is because the most mundane story, if you call them stories, he delivers with this sense of urgency, and that's what makes it work for me. He ran through the office here to get to us, but we weren't going anywhere, and there was right, no urgency. Right. The game wasn't starting for several hours. Like, I love it. I think it's a huge hit.
It's very compelling content. It's definitely going to be a hit with the younger audience for sure because it's short-form content. I mean, if he started a TikTok channel with this stuff, he would probably blow up overnight nowadays. I mean, I don't know. I'm not completely buying that wasn't scripted or he didn't tip them off beforehand. Or maybe he just bought them like, I don't know, is Solana a cheap guy? Would he splurge for a new lunch for them after the fact if he put his hands in their food? I don't know. But
he still has his dad's platinum. He still has his dad's platinum card. Yeah. So it's very possible that Eduardo splurged for the food afterwards, not Solana.
Trust fund, baby.
What was I just going to say? Something just popped into my head. I want to do one other thing before we get some picks from him. Damn it. I can't think of it. I was just going to talk about Solana TV. Well, anyway, I'll think of it in a second. So Rob Pizzola, you can follow him on Twitter, @RobPizzola. You could download the BetStamp app. Give us something. We are in this epic slump right now. And by the way, speaking of Solana, so I'm at the Panthers game last night. Solana's there with his friends. And he texts me after the first period. And he's just despondent. You know, we are losing our shirts. He's like, we've got to get it back tonight. Bet Golden State right now. Lay the points because it was Golden State -4. But I was busy with my friends. I never got around to putting a bet in. So it's almost like a victory. But that's as close as we've come to a victory. Give us something. We are in an epic slump.
Okay. Again, I will prelude this conversation by saying you're not going to try to win it all back on these couple picks that I'm giving out here.
We are.
These are no stronger than any. I know you are, but I'm for the people that are out there that are listening, if you're in a slump, please don't chase your losses or anything like that. These aren't crazy edges. But I will give a player prop, and then I'll give a full game pick. So,
all right.
Player prop, baseball tonight. The Yankees are playing the White Sox. You have Dylan Cease on the mound for the White Sox, who has struck out a ton of people this year. 8 strikeouts or more in 5 of his 6 starts. So I'm going to take under 7.5 strikeouts for Dylan Cease. Anything plus money. Most of the market right now is +105. He's a great pitcher, but the Yankees lineup really is a matchup that is not conducive to getting strikeouts because they make pitchers work. They don't strike out a lot. They average 3.5 walks per game, which is the third highest number in the American League. And on top of that, Cease doesn't work deep into ball games either. They've gone with a more cautious approach with him. He's not going to hit 100-plus pitches. So I just don't see him getting there. The Yankees really work the count a lot more than other teams in the league. So I'm taking Dylan Cease under 7.5 strikes in Major League Baseball tonight.
All right. Now, I will tell you, I'm looking on my site, and it's -120. So would you avoid that?
You know what? I priced that at -133. So there's a small edge at -120. Okay. I still think it's playable.
Okay. Very good.
All right. Second pick, NHL tonight, Minnesota and St. Louis. Potential elimination game here for Minnesota. They need to win. Kind of an angle that I like playing is overs in elimination games. Just because you tend to see the earlier goalie pull, and not only that, but the goalie tends to stay out as long as possible, even if they're down multiple goals. These are already two teams that I typically like for overs, and this series has produced a lot of expected goals, a lot of high danger scoring chances, and we get the worst goalies for both teams, in my opinion, tonight. St. Louis is going with Jordan Binnington again because he's won them a couple games since coming in relief. And Cam Talbot is starting in net for Minnesota. It is not Marc-Andre Fleury tonight, who they traded for at the trade deadline. So I'm playing over 6.5 between the Wild and the Blues. That's roughly going to be minus 105, minus 110, depending on your sports book. But I think that's a pretty solid play tonight.
All right, there you go. Rob Pizzola is telling you, you can buy a new car tomorrow if you put enough money on these two picks tonight. And we love you for this.
I don't think he was saying that.
Dylan Cease under 7.5 Ks tonight, Yankees and White Sox, and the Minnesota St. Louis over 6.5. No, let me reiterate what Rob says. Don't bet more than you can afford to lose. In fact, just bet for fun. Don't even, you know what I'm saying?
Don't mess around.
Entertainment value, right? I'm not trying to get all my crypto losses back in one day. It's exactly. Not going to happen. That's how you get yourself into more problems. So be responsible with your gaming. I think it's very important. We obviously have a lot of fun betting on sports. That's why we do it. But it can be a problem for people when it gets out of hand. So that's it. That's the message I'm delivering it. But aside from that, I have put my own money down on these plays, and I will be rooting for them along with everybody else.
There you go. We wish you luck in the Maple Leafs game tonight, Rob. I think a Panthers-Maple Leafs matchup at some point would be a lot of fun.
Well, you know what? I'm actually flying to Vegas tomorrow, but I'm already thinking about the possibility of that series. Maybe I shouldn't get ahead of myself, but I would love to be in Florida for a Panthers-Leafs game. So I think that's very much on the table.
Hell, yeah.
I would probably make it out there.
That would be great. Yep. I'm going to offer you a room in my house for a couple hundred bucks a night because I got to make up some cash somewhere. So if you're thinking about where to stay, beautiful, beautiful view in Boca Raton. So just think about it.
You got a nice pool now.
Rob Pizzola. See you, Rob.
All right. Have a good one, guys. Good luck with your bets.
There you go. Rob Pizzola. You can check him out on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. We went long in the first segment with Solana, and it was worth it. And then we just went long here with Rob. Jimmy, do you think we can combine the two breaks? Steven, can we combine the two breaks you get with Jimmy, and we'll figure this out? So we'll take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll start the 4 o'clock hour. I just think that's going to be the most conducive way to wrapping up this 3 o'clock hour. Let's talk trucks first. It's easy because Palmetto Ford Trucks is the only exclusive Ford truck dealership in South Florida. Palmetto Ford's been serving South Florida for over 55 years. I always tell you, you need something truck-related, go to Palmetto Ford. Any and every truck you need, they got it. More work vans in stock than anyone in town, they got it. You need 50 box trucks, they got it. You need 50 chassis cabs, they got it. You need 50 cutaways, they got it. Palmetto Ford is where local dealers buy their own trucks. It's where they send their families to buy a truck. It really is where South Florida buys their trucks. They're family-owned and operated by one of our own, Eric Nunez. He's got 5 truck-only multi-franchise locations from Tampa to the Keys. He's the top medium and heavy-duty truck supplier in the state of Florida. From Freightliner to Sprinter to Isuzu to Ford, they have them all. Your business is their business. And by the way, the new building at Palmetto Ford is almost complete. And when it is, wait till you shop that location. If you need a commercial truck, don't waste your time at a car store. Go to Palmetto Ford. They know trucks. And yes, they got it.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm pretty sure if I was on a plane that was going down, I could land it.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.